From the opening notes of I Feel So Good on the CD Before Me, you know you're about to hear something special on this recording by Ben Levin, who's in the studio with me tonight. Ben, it's always good to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You must be proud of this new CD Before Me, recorded December, January in the Lodge Recording Studio in Dayton, Kentucky, with you on piano and doing vocals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very proud of this work.
When'd you start it?
Probably 6 months before recording, I started thinking of ideas for original songs and just trying to get it together with the rhythm section, what we want to do in the studio.
And what an effort. You've got Michael Wilson doing some of the photography
yeah.
for the CD. He's one of the best music photographers out there today.
Yeah, he was very humble, very cool guy to work with.
And Ricky Nye's one of the producers, your mentor?
Yeah. I couldn't do it without him. I mean, he really just directed the whole thing, brought everybody together and helped run everything smoothly in the studio.
How long were you in the studio?
We were in there 4 nights total.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Wow, it went pretty smoothly then.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of musicians helping you out on these songs.
Yeah.
Bob Margolin's on some of the songs too.
Yeah, it was really an honor to bring him back to Cincinnati and especially to record with him.
You guys have developed a great friendship, I take it.
Yeah. He's kind of become one of my mentors, and it's really cool because, you know, I love a lot of the old piano players that he got a chance to play with for years, like Pine Top Perkins.
Yeah.
And he also played with Big Joe Duskin.
Right, and Big Joe and Ricky Nye performed together in some memorable concerts as well.
Right.
You're sitting at a gorgeous piano in our studio. How about a song from the new recording?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Before me, who held your hand? Before me, who held your hand? I just want to know, darling, who was your before me, who squeezed you tight? Oh, who kept your company, baby, all through the night? I know I'm not your first, might not be your last, but I get such a funny feeling when I think about your past. Before me, who kept you warm? Oh, when I think about your past, baby, my poor heart is torn. Before me, before me, baby, before me, before me.
The last song on the album, Open Late, was co-written by three of you. Was that written during the recording process in the studio? And who is that on the great harmonica?
Yeah, so that was something that we kind of pieced together at the end of the last night. We said, you know, we haven't done any slow blues. And, you know, if you're going to make a blues album, that's kind of a necessity. So it was me and Bob Margolin on guitar and Bob Corator on the harmonica. We just sort of pieced it together last minute, and we were all happy the way it came out. You
know? And what is Bob's story?
Bob Corator is from Chicago, Illinois, and in the 70s, I believe, he was studying at the University of Chicago, and like a lot of the guys at that time, he would sneak off into the West Side and the South Side clubs to hear the blues guys. And I think he said his biggest influence that he got to see at that time was Big Walter Horton, a great Chicago blues harmonica player.
Have you gotten to go to the Chicago Blues Festival?
I got to go one time about 5 years ago with my dad.
Yeah. Might be time for another visit.
Yeah, it's time for sure.
And I also understand you haven't been to New Orleans for Jazz Fest yet.
No, I have not.
Put that one on your bucket list,
yeah,
too.
I'll start saving.
There's a beautiful photo on the inside of your CD of you and Philip Ball. Share the history of the song Lonesome Whistle Blues that's on your album.
Yeah, so that was really the biggest honor for me, was to bring Philip Paul into the studio. And he's 93 years old, and you know, he was a house drummer at King Records in the 50s and the 60s. So anybody that Sid Nathan brought in that didn't have a rhythm section with him, Philip Paul would back him up. So one of those musicians was Freddie King, great blues guitar player. One of his cuts in the early 60s that was a big hit was Lonesome Whistle Blues. And so we decided we were going to redo it and try to make it our own a little bit.
And you've spent quite a bit of time with Phil listening to some of his stories.
Yeah, I love hanging out with him. He's truly a treasure.
And a couple of songs on this album were co-written with your dad.
Yeah.
Who also plays guitar with your trio at times, and on this recording, Before Me, the title track, and Load Off My Back. What was that like, writing with your dad?
I know it definitely meant a lot to him, and I would have to say it means a lot to me, too, because not only just spending quality time with my dad is important, but the fact that we can, you know, do something creative like this together, it means a lot. It's really cool.
And I imagine he loved it, too.
Yeah.
So besides performing and recording, you're also a college student at UC?
Yes, that's correct.
How are you finding time to go to school and also to your musical career?
It is a lot to juggle, for sure, during the fall and the spring semesters. I'm, you know, doing schoolwork all week, and then on the weekends, I'm out at the bars and restaurants trying to make some money and play music, you know.
It's helping pay the college tuition?
Yeah.
What are you studying? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, so I haven't picked a major yet, but I'm in the arts and sciences department, undecided. I really love the humanities. I love studying history and psychology, so I'll end up doing something in one of those two.
Well, I know you've delved into the blues history a lot.
Yeah.
And you talk about the blues and those who came before you at your shows.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about some of your influences.
Well, you know, we were talking about New Orleans earlier. I've always loved Professor Longhair. He's such a unique and eccentric character, his singing and his piano playing. I also love Otis Spann. He might be the greatest blues piano player of all time. You know, of course, Cincinnati's Big Joe Duskin, his blues and boogie-woogies, you know, very important to the city. Nobody like him. But I also like some of the West Coast styles from the 50s, like Floyd Dixon and Amos Milburn.
And do you have a piano at home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What kind?
It's just a little upright in the corner.
Are you writing right now?
A little bit, yeah.
And what's your fall like? Do you have a lot of shows lined up already?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy schedule.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Do you want to play one more song before you leave?
Yeah, thank you.
I've been in conversation with Min Levin, a Cincinnati musician who's following in the footsteps of classic bluesmen like Big Joe Duskin and Ricky Nye. You'll find a link to his website and his many upcoming concerts on my blues page at wvxu.org.